Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording in Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Gittin Daf Gimel, Gittin 3a, pagination is 5. We're starting about 8 lines from the top. The first words on the line are Le'orue Nafshei, and then we begin. Our Gemara is making reference to a rule in the first Mishnah of the Masechta, which described a shaliach leholacha, a messenger designated to conduit the get, the divorce document, from the husband to his wife who he wants to divorce. And we were told that this messenger has to make a declaration when he arrives to administer the get to the woman, and he has to say, "Befanai nechtav uvefanai nechtam," that this document was written in my presence and was signed in my presence. And the Gemara over here on the facing page gives us two explanations as to why Chazal required that he make that statement. The first opinion, which is not the way we paskin, is the opinion of Rabbah, who says, Lefisha ein bekiyim lishma, because not everybody is knowledgeable that the get has to be written with proper intent for this man and this woman. And sometimes they might find a get that was written that happens to match in the terms of the names and use it, and that would not be valid. And therefore, Rabbah says, that's the explanation in Befanai Nechtav of Befanai Nechtam declaration. The messenger is coming to say, I'm taking responsibility that it was written and signed properly. As I mentioned, we don't paskin like that. We paskin like the next opinion, which is that of Rava. Rava explains, Lefisha ein edim mitsuyim lekaimo, that the reason for this declaration, Befanai Nechtav uvefanai Nechtam, is because we're worried that in the locale of the woman, which may be distant from where the get was written, we're worried that there won't be people locally who can validate the signatures that are on the get. And this brings us into the topic of Kiyum Shtaros, validation of documents by testimony that the signatures are valid. In general, we assume that a document is valid for the person who's making the claim to have forged a document is so highly offensive, and he would risk getting caught and ruining his reputation forever, it's not the normal suspicion to assume that the document was forged. What Chazal imposed, though, was that you have signatures on the bottom of the document. We want those signatures validated so that at least we know that indeed the people who signed indeed signed, that it's their signature. Their name is there, but is that really their signature? And only after it's validated do we accept the document. The purpose, according to Rava, of the statement, Befanai Nechtav uvefanai Nechtam, is that once we hear these words from the messenger, and we ask him whatever questions we need to ask him, but once that's done, the document will be considered validated and it will work as a bill of divorce halachically and acceptably. So our Gemara probes into these opinions and explanations for the statement that's required of Befanai Nechtav uvefanai Nechtam and states, Ula Rava, according to Rava, the Omar, who says, Lefisha ein edim mitsuyim lekaimo, because witnesses are not available necessarily to validate it, and therefore we have the shaliach, the messenger, validate it. Liboi terei, why don't you require two witnesses to validate the get? How do we come to allow one person to validate the signatures? Again, normally we would require two witnesses to validate each signature. And the Gemara answers, Eid Echad Ne'eman Bi'isurim. The only time you require two witnesses is when you're trying to extract money from somebody or you're trying to punish somebody. But over here, it's like a law of kashrus. We're trying to find out if something is kosher or not kosher. We're trying to find out if this woman is permitted or not permitted. And therefore, one witness is going to be acceptable. The Gemara counters, Emer da amrinon eid echad ne'emon bi'isurim. When is that true that we only require one witness? Kigon chaticha, when you have a slice of meat and you're not sure if it's kosher. Aval hacha, but over here, is chazik isura de eshes ish. We know that there's a prohibition as far as the status quo goes. You're trying to change the status quo. Havadavasha be'erva, it's a topic of marriage. Ve'indavasha be'erva, pachas mishnayim. And a topic of marriage requires two people to tell us that her status has changed. The Gemara answers that the reason the one person, messenger, is going to be accepted over here to testify on the validity of the document is a unique leniency by Gittin. And the reason they were allowed to make this leniency is because the entire concept of kiyum shtaros, validation of the signatures, is rabbinic. As we mentioned, according to basic halacha, once a document exists and it's signed and someone's producing it, we don't assume that he forged the document. But there is a rabbinic requirement to validate the signatures, and on that rabbinic requirement, they were lenient by get. As the Gemara explains, Bidinhu, according to strict law, debikiyum shtaros nami lo liboi, we don't really require validation, kidresh lakish, as Resh Lakish explained, eidim hachasumin alashtar naasu kemisha nechkira edusan bevezdin. Once witnesses sign on a document, it's as if they were already cross-examined. For example, if someone produces a document that's signed, and then, in the midst of our now discussing it, the witnesses who signed come in and say that we only signed because we were bribed and really it's not true, we don't accept their new statements. It's a done deal. A document with signatures is a done deal. V'rabbanan hu da'atzruch. It was only rabbinically required that we validate the signatures and make sure that everything is so great because we know the names that are written here, but are those people really the ones who signed? So we have to validate the witnesses. And over here, because of igun, because of the fear that a woman might not be able to remarry, we're looking for ways to make this divorce work smoothly, so she should not get stuck. And therefore, they were lenient. What is the leniency exactly? The leniency is that on this requirement to validate the signatures, we accept the messenger. His statement will be binding. And once the messenger makes that statement, the husband would not be believed to come and argue about those signatures. Now the Gemara proceeds to probe both regarding Rava and regarding Rabba to clarify specifically this statement of Befanai Nechtav, of Befanai Nechtam, that this seems to be somewhat inconsistent with their position. According to Rabbah, that the reason for the statement is because people are not necessarily knowledgeable in Lishma to do the get for the purpose of this husband and this wife. It is interesting that the statement that we require him to make does not in any way ameliorate that concern. He says, it was done in front of me. It was signed in front of me. He doesn't say, it was written in front of me, lishma, for the purpose of this couple. It's interesting that the most critical word is missing from the statement. And the Gemara explains, chada mitlas ga'iz. If the statement which would be required would have three words, we're worried that the messenger might omit one of the words. And therefore, each of these phrases, in front of me it was written, befanai nechtav, and the second phrase, befanai nechtam, in front of me it was signed, only has two words. Because if you had a third word in the statement, we risk that the shliach not administer the get perfectly, which could mess us up. Therefore, the takana was to say two words for each of these phrases, and then the Beis Din would ask him whatever they need to ask him to validate the document. It's interesting how with such surgical precision, Chazal established how much your average or maybe even sub-average messenger, maybe because he's nervous, whatever it is, two words he can be relied on to say accurately. A third word, we're worried he might start using shorthand and omit a critical statement from the formula that was required. The second opinion, the opinion of Rava, also has an interesting inconsistency, it seems, because the reason for the statement was because we don't have witnesses available to validate the signatures. So it's all about signatures. So then why is he saying befanai nechtav, in front of me it was written? He should only have to say befanai nechtam, in front of me it was signed. And the Gemara explains, according to Rava, we were looking to make a statement that's distinctive from other kiyum shtaros. Other validations require two witnesses and have other guidelines. This is a special leniency that only applies by get, and therefore, they wanted a statement that's uniquely suited for get, and he says, v'fanai nechtav, uv'fanai nechtam, and that unique statement will make sure that what we're doing by gittin will not erroneously be applied to other kiyum shtaros. Yeshe koach, thank you for joining.